Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Kristen Stewart might be a favorite among teenage girls for Twilight. Hey, she's a favorite of mine for her role in The Runaways. Make sure you see it. But since Twilight, that epic series, Stewart has taken on some big roles that could define her career far more than her time as Bella. Her latest role is in the film The Clouds of Sils Maria. In it, Stewart plays a personal assistant to an internationally acclaimed movie star played by Juliette Binoche. Now, Binoche's character is struggling with what it means to age in Hollywood, and Stewart's character has to administer both reassurance and hard truths.
You can't be as accomplished as you are and as well-rounded as an actress as you are. And still expect to hold on to the privileges of youth. It just doesn't work like that.
Oh, so I'm allowed to not be old as long as I don't want to be young. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. Yes, totally. Well put.
Our own Kristen Meinzer, host of the Movie Date podcast, recently sat down with Kristen Stewart to discuss the latest project.
What was really sort of obvious to me in the beginning was really attractive was the dynamic between these two women and how sort of indulgently it explores it. It's literally, you know, much of the movie, like an hour and a half of it, is just the two of us sitting and talking and rehearsing this play. And it's about, you know, aging in this business, just being a woman and, you know, the different perspective that a younger person who's not in the business might offer somebody who's completely entrenched in that sort of really esoteric world.
Do you feel that we're in a good time right now for women in Hollywood? Do you feel that there are more challenges and there are more hoops to jump through as a woman at this time?
I'm insanely lucky at this point. I have so much in front of me and I'm, you know, incredibly challenged. And I think that it is more challenging for a woman undeniably to, you know, find things that are bold and, you know, things that are new, things that feel unique. And it takes a woman who wants to find it to really go out and find it.
But you've actually had a lot of, I don't know if you'd call it luck or if it's just that you've worked really hard to find some really unusual roles in the last year or so, not just The Clouds of Sils Maria, but Still Alice opposite Julianne Moore, which was the film about early onset Alzheimer's, and Camp X-Ray, which is about Guantanamo Bay. Is this something that you've worked really hard to search out for these, you know, to try and get these roles? Or is this something that you were deliberately trying to do to get away from all the Twilight hullabaloo? Or how did you end up going this direction?
I absolutely never made tactful choices in order to separate myself from Twilight. That just, you know, it was a really long period of time, like a huge part of my life. And everything that I've been attracted to since has been quite varied. And I've just been, you know, I don't know. Those projects in this world, they stick out. The ones that seem different, that really say something. Every time I read something like that, I jump on it as if it's this like precious thing that might go away.
And most of this transition's been pretty great as far as going from child actor to teen actor to adult actor, I'd say. I mean, we always are seeing car wrecks of cases where a child actor just completely becomes unraveled trying to make it into the teen or adult world. And you started off really young. A lot of people knew you for the first time when you did Panic Room with Jodie Foster, who also was a child actor who became a very, very successful actor as an adult. Do you ever go to her or go to other co-stars of yours and ask for advice on how to make those transitions?
I've absolutely been shaped by the people I've grown up with. And crazily enough, it has been people like her. And, you know, they're role models and they're doing it the right way. They've really all found balance. And I think that the one thing that they all have in common is that they really love what they do and it's worth protecting. And so, yeah, it's all about finding that balance.
Kristen Stewart, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
The Clouds of Sils Maria is out in limited release this Friday. To hear the full interview with Kristen Stewart, you can listen to this Friday's Movie Date podcast. You can also subscribe to it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.